that as a lot of high street come down to the Ark, one thing hasn't. A clock. So I am hopelessly, hopelessly lost. I just said to Richard, I can't believe it's that time. And he said, don't worry. Do you think everybody wants to go home? Well, I'm perished. So we've got one more thing to do. Just one more thing to do. In a moment, I'm going to bring you a reading. It's the very same reading that Tim read on the 21st when we met here from Chronicles, when David dedicated the temple. And then I'm going to invite you, ask you to make a personal commitment concerning this building. Certainly this is the expression of my heart. I believe, they haven't seen it, but I believe it will be the expression of my fellow leaders' hearts. I believe it will be an expression of your heart. And we come to a really very sacred moment when I'm going to ask you to say some words with me that is about our commitment in this place. Because of that, it is important that we have a dress rehearsal. Because it is not fair to ask you to say something you don't know what you're saying. And of course, if you feel uncomfortable, you're welcome to remain silent. But we are going to, I believe, speak something that will bring joy to the heart of God. And you know what? My desire is this. It's whatever we want for this place, His wishes for this place run higher, and I want this place and this day to bring joy to the heart of God Almighty. So we'll put this up here. Let me just read it to you and I explain very briefly what it stands for. So we're going to say these words, if you're comfortable with them, and we'll do it properly in a minute. Just let me do it on my own. Father God, we thank you for this building and for letting us build this church. The resources came from you. The ideas and the design are yours. The name is your idea. The power and strength and health to build came from you. We declare that this is your building and not ours. Please use it for your glory. Then we look to the future and we say, the future is yours. We commit to use this place for your honor and glory. Let only that which is holy fill this place. Please help us never to use it to promote ungodly values. In our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let it be for your pleasure, not ours. Now listen, don't think we're saying you can't enjoy the worship, but I'm sure you understand that. Let your word hold authority in this place. In our togetherness and unity, may you always be comfortable around the table of our church family life. We seek your presence in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We do not merely permit your presence. Who dare say that? But we long for it and graciously ask that you manifest your presence here. In many challenging days ahead, I really hate to tell you this, we haven't finished yet. Our resources are running very low, and there are challenging days ahead of us. Keep our eyes fixed on you. All our resources are in your hands. If you didn't know that, you need to discover it quickly. You don't own anything. Please deliver us from worldly thinking. Help us to be faithful with what you have already entrusted to us. Finally, deliver us from our own ideas, and particularly from having our own ideas, plans, and actions, and then asking you to bless them. Are you with me? Let it be His. Help us to fear you, honor you, and obey you. And please help us to enjoy being partners with you. Amen. I want to invite in a moment every one of you to speak those words, which are absolutely words that I would endorse in every way. Shall we, if we may, stand for the reading of the scripture? We'll say these words, and with this we will draw to a close. 1 Chronicles 29. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who are we? And who are our people that we should be able to give as generous as this? Everything comes from you, and you have given, and we have given only what comes from your hand. We are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. O Lord our God, as for all this abundance that we have provided for your building, for building you a temple, for your holy name, it comes from your hand and it all belongs to you. We know, our God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things we have given willingly and with honest intent. And now we have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever and keep our hearts loyal to you. Amen. And so let's say together, shall we? As we put these words out, if you're comfortable to speak them, I invite you to speak them with me. Father God, thank you for letting us build. The resources came from you. The ideas and design are yours. The name is your idea. The power and strength and health to build came from you. We declare that this is your building and not ours. Please use it for your glory. The future is yours. We commit to use this place for your honor and glory. Let only that which is holy fill this place. Please help us never to use it to promote ungodly values. In our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let it be for your pleasure, not ours. Let your word hold authority in this place. In our togetherness and unity, may you always be comfortable around the table of our church family life. We seek your presence in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We do not merely permit your presence, but long for it and graciously ask that you will manifest your presence here. In many challenging days ahead, keep our eyes fixed on you. All our resources are in your hands. Please deliver us from worldly thinking. Help us to be faithful with what you have already entrusted to us. Deliver us from our own ideas, and particularly from having our own ideas, plans, and actions, and then asking you to bless them. Help us to fear you, honor you, and obey you. Amen. Amen. It's great having the whole family, the children, to share communion together. We're going to sing our closing hymn. Then you can go home for a warm lunch to a warm house, I hope. So have some musicians back. And again, this will be a cry of our hearts, in Christ alone. God bless you.